make it
Hey, this is DJ Freak, and welcome to Oval Hour, pulling the rad facts straight from the White House on Wednesdays 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in today, where we'll be breaking down two presidents, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, in honor of Lincoln's and George Washington's birthday. My guest today is the one and only GW.
Hey, hey, hey. How's it going?
Are you excited for today?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
It's about George Washington.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm related to the guy in some way or another. I don't know.
That's pretty cool. So, are you related to George Washington? Your name is George Washington, right?
Nah, not really. I'm just playing with you.
What if your parents were lying to you and you're actually related to George Washington?
I'd say... Huh. That explains a lot.
So, our first president that GW and I will be discussing is the one and only George Washington, our first president of the United States of America. So, here's a little about our first president, George Washington. He was a president from 1789 to 1797. He was also the commander-in-chief of the Continental Army during the American Revolutionary War and one of the founding fathers of the United States. Recently, GW, I read an article about George Washington's birthday and President's Day, which was this past Monday. The article is from learningenglish.com, and it was titled, George Washington Has Three Birthdays. And in the article, it said that the United States honors the country's first president on the third Monday in February. George Washington was born on February 11th, 1731, in the British colony of Virginia. But later, Britain and its colonies changed the kind of calendar they used. The new record-keeping system moved Washington's birthday to February 22nd. So America celebrates Washington's birthday on February 22nd, and in the late 1800s, Congress made the day a legal holiday. Then, about 50 years, Congress passed a law to give Americans more three-day weekends. Those are nice, right? Three-day weekends.
Well, what's better is 4 or 5 day weekends, am I right?
Maybe we can ask next time and be like, push it, push it. Maybe make his... like President's Day and his birthday longer, like a week.
Yeah, like what about Garfield? I mean, everybody loves that guy.
More presidents. Don't just do a couple presidents, you know? So the lawmakers decided to celebrate George Washington's birthday on the third Monday in February. But neither Washington's birthdays, February 11th or February 22nd, will ever fall on the third Monday in February. So George Washington's birthday is never really on George Washington's birthday.
Nor is it on mine.
When's your birthday, G-Dub?
February 1st.
So you're getting there. You're, like, close.
Yeah, I'm close. I'm 2-1, so.
So you're almost, like, the president. Like, you have the same birthday month. That counts, right?
Yeah, but I'm the third, whereas he's the first.
What if he wasn't the first, and then you're not really the third?
Well, I guess that would be a triple junior or something like that. I don't know.
So, I know I have a lot of fun facts, and George Washington is a pretty interesting man, to me, personally. Not you, G-Dub, sorry. You're pretty interesting, too. But once you die, maybe you'll be even more interesting, you know?
Wow, so do I need to get a powdered wig or something?
Maybe. I like powdered wigs. They're pretty cool.
Well, George Washington never had one. That was his real hair.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wait, so you're telling me that he didn't wear a wig?
Nope, that was his actual hair.
Is it... How'd you figure that out? Did you read something about it?
Yep.
Where?
Historical facts. You can just find them on the internet or just look in a history book, and it's actually contrary to popular belief.
Really? So most people think, well, I thought he was wearing a powdered wig. That's pretty interesting. I also found some fun facts because I love fun facts. George Washington never lived in the White House. The Capitol was actually located in Philadelphia and other cities when Washington was president. He is also the only president who didn't represent a political party. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. He was also voted unanimously.
That is true.
And given the highest military ranking that has never been matched in our history to this day.
What was it? I'm not sure how the ranking works. Can you explain?
When he died, he was a 3-star lieutenant colonel. But then as the centuries moved on, the rank was elevated because Congress decided that he deserved a much proper title because he literally formed the American nation. And so he eventually got promoted to like the Grand Master or the Grand Chief of the United States military, and that title has never been matched ever since.
Do you think someone will match it? Probably not. He's pretty important.
If somebody does, I guarantee you the Congress will just give him another rank.
They'll be like, George Washington's pretty important, you think?
Yeah, and no president has ever been elected unanimously, and I highly doubt with these candidates that we have nowadays, that's never going to happen.
That's true. It'd be pretty interesting if anyone could be unanimously voted. Who do you think it would be? Like, anyone. It can be a famous celebrity, a soccer player, an actual political person, figure. That might be helpful, you know?
Well, I don't know about anyone, but I definitely know if somebody like Justin Bieber gets elected, I'm leaving this country.
Well, he can't, right? He's from Canada.
Is he?
He is from Canada, so...
I'm pretty sure Canada doesn't want him back.
That's pretty mean, G-Dub. I think someone wants Justin Bieber, don't you think? Someone's got to.
Meh.
No?
Not a fan.
I also know that George Washington refused to accept his presidential salary, which is pretty cool. I mean, I don't want to be president, but if I was president, I would want some money for it. It looks like a stressful job. Like, Obama's face from when he first started... He looked like fresh and young. Now he looks a little like he has a little gray hair, and he looks a little stressed out. I think it's a stressful job.
Well, I mean, it was 13 colonies way back when, and it wasn't as populous as it is today. So you can kind of see how the extent of the job can definitely take its toll. Not only that, but George Washington was pretty nestled in to where he already had. He had a backup plan for when he ever left office.
That's true. That's pretty cool. I also know that George Washington's teeth weren't wooden, mm-hmm. contrary to popular belief.
Similar to the wig.
Along with the wig. There's a lot of things going on. Like, his teeth weren't wooden, he didn't wear a wig. I mean, it's been a really, really long time since he's been alive, so I imagine some things get screwed around. Like, you don't really know if it's true or not.
Well, they were never wooden, but they were ivory.
I heard that they were either like gold, ivory, lead, animal teeth. That would have been kind of gross if it was animal teeth.
Well, it was due to the fact that he had tooth problems throughout his life, and he eventually got them all pulled, save for one.
Which one was it? Was it an important one?
I think it was one of the molars.
Molars. Mm-hmm. How does he eat? That's the thing. Like, how did he eat? Like, I don't understand dentures nowadays, but like, if dentures back then were a thing... Which they probably really often thing because people probably needed them all the time because they didn't brush their teeth. But I just don't understand how people like put them in, and like I'd be scared that they would fall out.
Well, it was connected to like a silver plating. I've actually been to a museum and seen the teeth. It's pretty rudimentary, just sort of like normal dentures, but it's more of a palate with teeth on it. And I guess he just managed to scrape the food back when he eats you.
Ooh, that sounds gross. Where did
imagine you if you were that guy.
Where did you see those teeth?
It was in a museum, in the Virginia Museum.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool. Did you go to like his plantation and like?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, well, how was his plantation?
Big.
It was just big.
Big and definitely old fashioned.
Old fashioned. How was there like an outhouse and you know some horses in the back, some a stable?
Yeah, actually, he even had a little, like, town where there was, like, a carpenter and just a stables, like, an entire garden area, not only just for plants, but for actually viewing. There were fields, and the two-story mansion was pretty impressive.
That sounds cool. I wish I had a mansion. Like, if I was president, I feel like that would be the perk I want, like a nice house.
Well, that was his house.
That's pretty cool. He must have been a pretty rich man, even though he didn't want his presidential salary.
Well, that's probably why he refused it. He was trying to be humble or something.
I mean, I would want my president to be humble. I'm not really sure back then. I mean, as you said, there was only 13 colonies. So that's not as many people as today to, you know, agree with and make sure they're happy.
Well, he obviously was a humble man. He actually lost more battles than he won in the Revolutionary War.
How many did he win?
The ones that were most notorious were one of the few that he actually won. Don't know the actual statistics, though.
That's all right. No, those are pretty hard statistics. I also know that, supposedly, I read this from an article, he started the proud American tradition, I don't know if it's a proud American tradition, of bribing voters with booze when he passed out 144 gallons of booze during his bid for the Virginia House of Burgoyne's.
I don't really know about that one, but that does sound interesting.
That's it sounds one. Interesting, and I definitely think I'm going to research it a little more and make sure it's right, because it sounds a little off. He sounded like a humble guy, but I mean, booze is booze, and you can get voters, but...
Well, you should try a college campus. He'd definitely win the votes there.
He definitely would. Even if it was a dry campus, I'm pretty sure he'd be like, ooh, boom, you get those voters. Mm-hmm. So, GW, your name is George Washington. If you could have a conversation with George Washington himself and ask him any question in the world, what would it be? And maybe not what the response would be, but like, what do you think he would say to your question?
That's a good one. One question would be, why don't you have a middle name?
Why doesn't he have a middle name? What would you want his middle name to be?
Kenny.
Kenny. Why Kenny?
Because for Kenny Jackson or something? Or like Kettle Corn? I don't know.
Kettle Corn? Do you... Kettle Corn. You think that he should be named after Kettle Corn? That's... I mean, it's your opinion. You can think what you want.
Yeah, I'm just random.
You're just random. Are you honored that you're named after George Washington? Maybe, actually, are you named after George Washington? I never think I asked you directly.
Yeah, I think I am. I mean, it's technically my grandfather because I'm the third, so I'm named after my father, who's named after his father, and I guess my grandfather's the one that's actually named after George Washington.
That's pretty cool. How old is your grandpa, or was?
He was around in his 90s. I think he was 94 when he...
He lived a long life.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, so no, 92.
92.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Longer than George Washington himself. Maybe he'd be proud. He'd be proud.
He'd be wondering how come he died from a malpractice from blood transfusions.
Ooh, didn't he die in a... I've heard different things. I've heard that he died just in his sleep and he, like, choked on his saliva. But I've also heard that his throat... There was a throat problem and he had a throat disease. And then they tried to cut open his throat, but instead he bled out.
There's a lot of theories that go around that. He was the sickest president of our time. He suffered from several different diseases that probably would have killed the average person, but he managed to survive those. And it was said that on his deathbed, they were doing some blood transfusions and had pulled too much blood that he just never recovered from. That's one theory, at least.
Yeah, there's definitely multiple theories, but I think there is a common theory that it was something to do with either his mouth or his throat, and he bled out. It's a little sad for such a great president to die from, but you know, everyone's got to go a certain way. Maybe it can teach, you know, maybe it taught some kids some lessons, like brush your teeth, like use some toothpaste or some water, floss.
Don't chop down cherry trees.
What?
Nah, that's just a rumor. It's actually a myth.
What? Wait, something about cherry trees. Continue. What is this myth?
The myth is that George Washington, when he was a boy, chopped down a cherry tree, and then when his father came up to him and asked him about it, because it was his father's prized cherry tree, who chopped it down? And George Washington said, "I cannot tell a lie, I chopped down the tree." That never actually happened. It was a myth that was invented after George Washington had actually died.
That's pretty cool. That's interesting. I've never heard that one, and I read a lot of weird articles. Some would say stupid, but I think they're historical, and I like history, so I like to have some random facts, like, tucked into my pocket. So, like, when I'm at a cocktail party, well, when I eventually can go to cocktail parties and participate, I like to bring out some of my facts. Just random facts. I like presidential facts, but sometimes I like to bring out animal facts and, you know, just kick it off. I'm going to start using those. And so I have some trivia for you, GW.
All right, shoot.
I know that your name is GW, George Washington, but do you really, really know the presidents? You have such an honor of having his name. So you have about 30 seconds for each question. So the first question is, 8 presidents were born of British subjects. So they're born in Britain. So name 4 of them. There's 8, but you can name 4 of them.
All right. George Washington.
Yes.
John Adam.
Woo.
Benjamin Franklin. Andrew Jackson.
Yes.
Robert William?
Nope.
No.
J names. Think J names.
Jefferson? Thomas? No, that. Not
Thomas. Yes. Yeah. Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Woo!
All right.
That's 4.
Let's see.
Do you want to keep going?
Let's see if I can get one more. John Adams, George Washington. Not Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln was way too far.
They're J names. There's 3 J names that you haven't gotten and 1 W name.
Jefferson, James, John. Is
2 of them are James.
James. Well, it's not James Bond. I know that.
That's for sure.
James. Gosh dang. It's really.
They both are James, and they both end in M.
James Madison?
Yes, that's 1.
Okay, and James. James.
Monroe.
Monroe. Gosh dang.
And then there are 2 more. Just 2 more. One's a W. This one might be hard. It's William Henry Harrison.
William Henry Harrison and
it starts with a J. It's a John.
John Kennedy? No.
John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams.
They're all.
Isn't that the 5th president, John Quincy Adams, or was that the 4th?
I believe he's after John Adams, so he has to be.
3rd.
I think he's the 7th. I should know. I really should. My show's about presidents.
Wow,
that's pretty
you're quizzing
sad.
Me.
And I'm quizzing you. Next time, maybe you'll quiz me so I know what's going on.
Right.
Okay, one more trivia fact before our break. Okay, there are 9 presidents that never attended college. Name 4 of them.
Abe Lincoln is 1.
Yes.
I think JFK was anyone?
Nope.
Theodore Roosevelt?
Nope.
This one's actually a good one because you assume most presidents have attended college.
Yeah, you would think most presidents have attended college.
Well, would George Washington be another one of those?
Yes. Chance?
Oh, huh. Well, there's another fact I didn't know.
That's 2. You need 2 more.
Hey, 2 more.
This is a hard question. Yeah. I think if I was put on the spot with this question, I'd pop out maybe 2 and then be like, there's so many presidents. It could be any of them.
I'm going to go with Andrew Jackson again.
Yay.
Ulysses S. Grant, maybe?
Nope. Ulysses S. Grant.
All right.
These are like kind of like presidents people know of, but they're not like JFK or
James Monroe be another one?
James Monroe. Nope. James Monroe is not one of them. There's another Andrew in there. That helps.
Andrew Johnson?
Yep.
All right. Well,
that's four.
Yeah, let's see if I can get maybe one more.
There's Harry Truman.
Harry Truman. All right.
There's Grover Cleveland.
Dang, you're just... Okay.
There's three more. Sorry, three more.
Three more. Wow.
There's a lot. Here, I'll just tell you. This is a hard question.
Okay.
I remember getting this question on my test in middle school, and I had no clue whatsoever what the answers were. It was awful. I was like, oh God, I'm going to fail this class. I have to name nine presidents. Nine? That's so many. That's a billion.
Well, I mean, nine uneducated men managed to pull this country through. I mean, that's just saying something in itself.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Like, you would think that a president would need, you know, college background and the education, and you want someone that's been educated, and most presidents try to, like, force people, not maybe force them, but encourage people to go to college and get some sort of degree. I mean, they push a lot for acts, and they get money. So it's interesting to know that there's presidents that haven't gone to college, and sometimes it gives me hope that maybe if I don't make it through college, which I will, I'm going to make it through college, but if I don't, maybe I can be president. Maybe. Even with a degree or without a degree. So the last three are Zachary Taylor, Millard Fillmore, and Martin Van Buren. Those are kind of obscure presidents.
Would not have guessed the latter.
That's for sure. So you kind of knew a lot of the answers. They were hard questions. You had to name the presidents. It wasn't like I gave you a list of them and you had to pick which ones.
Yeah. And multiple choice. It was always an option.
Next time, the next trivia questions will be multiple choice. So you've got a better chance. You got a 25% chance. There'll be four on each one.
Mm-hmm. Go for C.
We're going to take a little break before we start hitting you guys with some interesting facts about the man, the myth, and the legend, Abraham Lincoln. This is Oval Hour DJ Freak and my guest G-Dub. Stay tuned in at radio.dominican.edu.
Peace.
to you side one from our latest album. This is called 2112.
Back to Oval Hour, DJ Freak, and my guest, GW. Before the break, GW and I ended with some trivia, and he was pretty good at it. I mean, they were hard questions. You had to, like, list them. He knows his stuff. I know he knows his stuff. He'll bring up some facts out of the blue while we're just in the dorms, and they're really good facts. I appreciate them. So, let's see.
I appreciate them, too.
Let's see if GW knows a little about a tall, honest chap. Abraham Lincoln.
The man who really never lied.
That's for sure. That, have you seen that commercial? The Honest Abe commercial? And it's all like, he's in this room with his wife, and his wife asks him if the dress makes her look fat. Have you seen that commercial?
I've seen it. It's pretty funny.
I like that. And he has to be honest, because it's what he's known for, being honest.
And then he gets smacked in the background, people. Spoiler alert.
That's pretty funny. I found that commercial hysterical. Maybe other people didn't, but that was a good commercial. So, Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States. Lincoln led the United States through the Civil War. Before his assassination, he preserved the Union and helped to abolish slavery. I find him to be one of the better presidents. I know most people think he's one of the greatest president. I honestly hear that a lot. Like in class, I remember in U.S. history class, everyone, you had to pick a president and you had to write a paper about him. And he didn't necessarily have to be your favorite president or the best president. You just had to write a paper about him. But I remember that our teacher was all like, I'm not gonna make you tell me which president you're choosing, because I hope that you don't all do Abraham Lincoln. And, I mean, it was a dumb idea for him not to, like, check which ones we were doing, because the majority of us did Abraham Lincoln. I didn't, but at least, like, 12 out of the 20 in my class did Abraham Lincoln, and it was really funny when he got mad about it, and I was like, he's a pretty good president. Some think he's the greatest president.
Well, he did approve of women's suffrage before it was fashionable in 1836. He wanted women to vote then.
That's pretty good. I personally think that's great. I'm glad that I can vote now. I voted the first time this year. I was so happy. I was like, oh, I get to vote. This is what America's about. I'm so excited. And it was pretty cool. So I'm glad Abe Lincoln was totally into women's rights.
Well, did you get what you voted for?
I'm not sure yet. But, you know, sometimes it takes time. And I'm not a political person, really. I'm a little confused, and I like to fully understand what I'm voting for. So it takes me a while to, like, decide on which way I want to go. I know that when Abe Lincoln moved to New Selma, Illinois in 1831, he ran into a local bully named Jack Armstrong. And Armstrong challenged Lincoln to a wrestling match outside of a store where Lincoln was a clerk. And the townspeople gathered to watch and wager on it, and Lincoln ended up winning. And I know a lot of people were like, "Oh, Lincoln's a great, great wrestler. Would you wrestle Lincoln? He's a tall guy."
Well, he's over 6 feet tall. I mean, anybody that height definitely can cause a spark of intimidation.
I mean, intimidation, but like when I think of wrestling, I think of like a macho man, like. Maybe not necessarily tall, but, like, really buff. Like, when I think of Abe, I think of just a tall, scrawny dude. Like, I don't know how he won. It's technique, I guess, in wrestling. Like, if I wrestled you right now and I had better technique, I guess I would win, right?
Well, it's also about the reach. I mean, Abe could have just stuck his hand out and have the guy swatted him until he got tuckered out.
Ooh, that is true. And I'm pretty sure if we wrestled, I think my arms aren't as long as yours. Right now we're comparing them, and my arms are pretty short. But, you know, GW, maybe we have to wrestle. Like, I would never think Abe Lincoln could win. Maybe I got a chance, you know?
I don't know. I don't think the monitor here would appreciate it.
That's for sure. We'd have to wrestle on top of the monitor. Abraham Lincoln, who loved gadgets, was known to test fire muskets and rifles on grassy areas around the White House, also now known as the Eclipse and National Mall. I thought that was kind of interesting. Like, he just is like, oh, hey, I'm going to shoot these guns, you know.
Well, Second Amendment, right to bear arms, right?
Right, right. That's true, right to bear arms. But I don't know. It'd be a little weird if Obama came out and was just like, take out his, like, guns and start shooting and be like, oh, that's cool, test him, that's cool.
Well, I'm pretty sure they have a shooting range somewhere on the right, around the White House.
I imagine. There's probably, like, have you been to the White House? Because I never have been to the White House.
I've been on a tour to D.C.
How was it? Like, I remember in eighth grade, I was so excited to go on the trip, but my mom was all like, oh, you can't go on the trip. Like, you have to decide whether you want to go to Disneyland or D.C., but I'll take you to D.C. one day. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'll go to Disneyland because I've only been there once when I was, like, 10. So I was like, I'll do it. So tell me about the White House.
Well, it was hot, humid, and full of buzzing pests.
Well, more about the White House. Like,
oh, and the mosquitoes.
Besides the mosquitoes, how was it? Like, did you go inside or do you just like stand outside? Like, do you get an actual tour of the inside of the building?
No, they have a fence, and I mean, that's the closest you can get to it, but it's still a pretty remarkable sight. I mean, pure white marble columns and just, it's definitely a White House.
Did you see any politicians, like famous politicians? I mean, you probably saw a lot of politicians, but you're like, who's that? Who's that? What does he do? What does she do?
I saw a Secret Service guy on the roof.
Did he have, like, a sniper?
Yeah, I think he did.
Ooh, I'd be scared. I'd be like, he's gonna hurt me if I try to do something stupid.
It was posted somewhere else, though. Like, just so not anywhere near our direction.
Oh, okay. So you didn't see the president, which would have been kind of cool.
I think he was actually away on that time. But we did see a chopper that could have held him.
Do you think he was inside? Did you wave at least? So, like, maybe one day. Which president was it? Because I don't know when you went.
It was Obama.
It was Obama? Obama. That's pretty cool. I know Obama, he comes to Palo Alto, or Stanford area, I don't know exactly what he does, but I know he throws like parties or something. Like, this is all based on what I know from my father, who works at Stanford. And I remember one time he flew over, he always flies over my house when he comes to visit whoever he's visiting in Stanford, Palo Alto area. And he landed on the field I play soccer on. And I was like, what? Why are you doing this? This is kind of cool. Obama's touched this ground. I guess it's kind of cool. Maybe one day I'll play soccer and they'll be like, you can't play now. Obama's coming. And I'll be like, yeah, Obama. I mean, it'd be kind of cool.
Well, there definitely were more national monuments in D.C. than there was parking space.
Ooh. What kind of monuments are there? Like, I really want to go there. Like, I really want to go see the White House, see all the monuments. Like, which monuments, what do they mean? Do you remember?
Well, there's the obelisk that's supposed to be a monument to George Washington. There's the Abe Lincoln Memorial.
Ooh, he's a pretty good guy. I mean,
mm-hmm. I mean, definitely the statue. It definitely captures his image in more ways than one.
I mean, I've seen it in like movies, and it looks absolutely huge. It's just humongous.
Oh no, he could step on you. I'm not even gonna lie.
Ooh, I'd be scared. Did you know? I mean, I hope everyone knows. Maybe you don't. But Abe Lincoln was the tallest president.
Mm-hmm.
And he was 193 centimeters, and he was 30 centimeters taller than James Madison, who is the shortest president. I think that's a pretty tall president. Like, he's just walking around, and he's like...
Well, you're forgetting the top hat, which adds an additional, I think, I want to say an additional 6 to 8 inches. Six inches.
That is a lot. That's absolutely huge. Like, if I saw him, I'd be a little scared, but a little interested. Like, you're a pretty tall dude. Like, how did you get that tall? Are you from, like...
You do know why he got the beard, right?
Oh, I do. But you want to tell it? I know you know it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people actually found his appearance intimidating due to his thinness. And a girl actually wrote to him once asking him if he could grow a beard and maybe he'd be a bit more approach-worthy. And he actually did it. And would you like to talk about what happened later?
I know that the little girl's name was Gracie and that she went up to Abe Lincoln and she asked him to grow a beard, and I don't think he said anything at first, but later on when he did grow his beard, he did go up to Gracie and I think it went something around the lines of something about his whiskers.
Like, is this enough whiskers for you?
There we go. I remember my father used to tell that one to me. Is this enough whiskers for you? And I'm like, you shaved your beard. You did. No, there's none now. I also know that he was the first president to be born outside the original 13 states. That's pretty cool. And also, I know that Lincoln Logs were named after him, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool.
Due to the fact he grew up in a wooden cabin.
Yeah. I love that game. Like, you just connect them, and it's so fun, and you're like, why is this so fun?
Kind of like Jenga, but harder to knock down.
Yes, Jenga, definitely harder to knock down because they connect, but they definitely do fall down. It's definitely a fun game, and I think it's pretty cool that Abe Lincoln's named after them. Like, wonder what he thinks, like, if we just were like, call him up in wherever he is, heaven, or wherever he is.
He'd probably be like, build an animal shelter out of him.
Probably, maybe. I'm not really sure. I can't really speak for him. I also know that this one's kind of creepy. This is like a creepy one. That Abraham Lincoln was the first president to ever be photographed at his inaugural speech, but in the photo, supposedly, is standing near him, his future assassinator, John Wilkes Booth. I think that's creepy. Might be a stretch and might not be real, but I think that's creepy. Is that like future, like telling you, like
foreshadowing.
Ooh, foreshadowing right there, like you're gonna get killed by this man.
Well, I'd definitely say if he was behind Abe Lincoln, that definitely was a foreshadowing event, but
oh, it's always too soon for Abe Lincoln jokes. Always. Yeah. He's a pretty cool dude.
Well, for him it's too late.
Oh, GW, you're just hitting him hard. Don't you think that he's already, I mean, he's dead. Don't you think that's enough jokes for him?
All right, fair enough.
That's so great. Those were good jokes. I might start using them, but most people are like, it's too soon. It's too soon always for Abe Lincoln. I think it's never too soon to tell a joke, but that's just me. And also, I know that Abe Lincoln is the only U.S. president who was also a licensed bartender. He was a co-owner of Barry and Lincoln, a saloon in Illinois. That's pretty cool. Only bartender. Like, I'd feel like there'd be more. Like, I feel like most people, not maybe everyone, obviously not everyone's a bartender, but I feel like more presidents. It's just something, it's just a thought in my head, like, wouldn't there be more presidents who own a saloon or they're a licensed bartender? But, I mean, well, I guess it's just him.
Well, what's really funny is that he actually never drank.
He didn't?
Nope. Didn't drink, smoke, and yet he owned one of those. So, must have saved a lot of cash.
He lived a good life, like a healthy life. Mm-hmm. Too bad he was shot in the back of the head. Yeah. I mean, he probably would have lived probably a good life if he didn't smoke or drink. That's pretty clean of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, with those awesome facts, let's move on to trivia. I really like trivia. These questions are a little bit easier because they are multiple choice, and they're not too, like, you need to name 8 presidents like last time. Those were a little hard. So, the first one is, which president passed a resolution to bring the state of Texas into the Union? There's Thomas Jefferson, William McKinley, John Tyler, Andrew Jackson.
I think it was Andrew Jackson.
Nope.
Or what were the other three?
Thomas Jefferson, William McKinley, John Taylor.
I think it maybe John Taylor.
Yes, it was John Taylor. Boom, boom, boom. You might have got it on the second try, but I was doing these earlier because I'm like, I can't just give you trivia and not know the trivia myself. So I was like, I'll do the trivia test and see if I know who it is. And I thought it was Andrew Jackson at first. I thought that's a fair guess. He seems like, I felt like he was the one that would do it. He's a pretty cool guy. Kind of. I mean, he had the Trail of Tears, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, he did get shot 6 times, but never died of it. Still died with the bullets actually in him.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty cool. Are you ready for the next one?
Sure.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Forest Service was created by which of the following presidents? Harry Truman, Theodore Roosevelt, James Garfield, Ronald Reagan.
The first one? Henry Truman, is it?
Nope. Want me to read them again?
Yes, one more time.
Harry Truman, which you know is not right. Theodore Roosevelt, James Garfield, Ronald Reagan.
James Garfield?
Nope.
Maybe Theodore Roosevelt?
It's Theodore Roosevelt. Yeah. He created the U.S. Forest Service. He actually worked with, why am I blanking on his name? John Muir. And creating a national forest. It's pretty cool. I've been there. Have you been to Muir Woods?
Mm-mm.
You should. We live pretty close. It's a great place. I mean, I personally love the woods and the nature and the ambiance. And I feel one with nature and I feel peaceful. So you should check it out. It's pretty nice. There's a trail, so you don't have to like stray off and get lost.
Hopefully not a Trail of Tears.
Boom. Andrew Jackson won't be there for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, he wasn't alive during that time either, so.
Boom. Not really, boom, because it's kind of sad that he died, but not really. Well, but really. So, okay, the next question is, it's a question now. Who was the only president to serve more than two terms?
Emperor Roosevelt.
Which one? There's two.
Okay, so Theodore Roosevelt is not it. It's the other Roosevelt.
There's only one other.
Yeah, I know. I'm.
There's Teddy. There's Teddy.
Yeah, and then
who's the next one?
I'm blanking out on his name. I know it's Roosevelt, but it's not Theodore. It's
he was known as T.R.
Yeah,
and the other one was recognized as a three letter.
Yeah, three letters.
It's not T.R. Obviously, you got that down.
Yeah, I know that.
Do you need some help?
Robert?
You got Roosevelt. So that's pretty good. You know it's not T.R. Yeah, so you know it's the other Roosevelt, which was Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Yeah, Franklin. There we go.
And he
Franklin.
Served as president for over 12 years, the longest time in office.
He's elected four times, so.
Yeah, he's the only president to serve more than two terms. Mm-hmm. He died shortly into his fourth term, but that's pretty impressive. Like, you got that in the back. Maybe we'll come back. Maybe someone will do more terms. Maybe someone will, rewrite it and be like,
well,
we need more.
There was a special condition with Franklin's case. There was a world war going on at the time.
What do you mean by special case?
There was a lot of stress going on, and people were more focused on the world war and the fact that we were losing a lot of lives in it. And people were just not going to go through the stress of having a re-election in the dead middle of the war, so they just simply re-elected Franklin, and he took it.
That's cool. I mean, it not was a that, stressful time.
The Depression. There was also the Depression in the middle of his term, so.
That's pretty cool. FDR? FDR?
Yeah, FDR. And the reason why I said Emperor Roosevelt is because that was his nickname that was often associated with it.
Okay. Next question. Who was the oldest elected president? If you need help, I'll give you some names. I'll give you four.
Oldest elected president. I do think I need help on that one. I think I know the youngest, but I don't know the oldest.
Okay, Zachary Taylor, James Buchanan, Dwight D. Eisenhower, or Ronald Reagan?
I think it's Dwight D. Eisenhower. Nope.
Nope.
I know it's not Ronald Reagan.
Are you sure about that?
Is it?
It is. Ronald Reagan wow. was the oldest president to assume office at 69 years old, 349 days on January 20th, 1981.
Dang, should have called out on that one.
Okay, are you ready? Who was the first president to live in the White House? We know it's not George Washington. Mm-hmm. We went over that.
Yeah. It's, I believe it's John Adams.
You're correct. On Saturday, November 1st, 1800, John Adams became the first president to take residency in the White House.
Mm-hmm. It was right around when the White House was built. Ironically, George Washington had died before it was finished.
That's sad. Do you think he had any input in the actual White House, like the structure?
I think he definitely mentioned about needing the president to have a house to sit in. I mean,
that's important. He might want to live in the house that he must. I mean, he's going to be there a lot, so he might as well bring his family.
And while George Washington was against the king titlement, he did say there needed to be a place of representation for the president.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the next question?
Sure.
This question throws me back to the government, like straight government.
Government, man.
It was a hard class, but I got through it. Before the 12th Amendment was passed in 1804, how was the vice president determined? I'll give you four multiple choices.
All right.
The presidential candidate receiving the second largest number of electoral votes, appointed by the president. There was no official vice president before 1804. President and vice president were voted on separately.
The one with the second most votes.
That's correct. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a hard question.
And that's because John Adams was George Washington's vice president, if I recall.
Yes, you are right. You're using your knowledge to figure out that question.
Knowledge.
Okay. This question, like, throws me back to when I read this article that, like, people were trying to try to get Alaska, give Alaska back to Russia, which I found was really funny in a way, like, okay, let's give Alaska back to Russia, I guess, like, let's sign a petition. I didn't sign it because I'm like, why would we do that? But here's the question. This is the last question. Are you ready? Are you going to get this right?
Well, I've gotten the last one right, so let's see.
Okay. Which U.S. president signed the treaty to purchase Alaska from Russia? Do you think you can do it without some hints?
Yeah, I think I'm going to need a little assistance on this
one, okay.
Too.
Andrew Jackson, Ulysses S. Grant, James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson.
I'm going to go with Andrew Johnson.
You are correct. Oh, that's good. The purchase of Alaska from the Russian Empire in 1867 is considered Andrew Johnson's most important foreign policy action. The idea and implement is credited to the Secretary of State, William Seward, who dubbed the purchase Seward's Folly. Do you remember that? I remember that from history and government. That was a fun class.
Yeah, now drop and give me 20, soldier.
Well, GW, I'm really happy that you came on my show today because I don't know anyone else at school right now. Maybe I'll find some more people that love talking about presidents or any historical facts. You're one of the first people that I really do enjoy hearing your facts from.
Well, that's nice. It's good to hear that people enjoy what I have locked in my head.
I think it's important to have things locked in your head because sometimes it'll be in situations. I mean, it might be a little awkward. I know I get in situations where I'm like, I don't know what to say, but I have this really weird fact, so I'm just going to throw it out there and let them talk about it.
Yeah, saving the world, need a passcode to stop a nuclear launch. Quick, what's the president's birth dates?
Then you know. See? That's good knowledge. That's good, G-Dub. So, how did you like this show today?
I think it's a twist on things. I definitely enjoy it. I think it's good to know where our founding fathers came from, as well as who has led this country through thick and thin.
I do think it's important. I think that if you're having troubles in history, that the next shows on Wednesdays will definitely help you out, and I'll have even more facts about the presidents. Maybe they won't help you be able to write an essay about the president. Yeah, you should do a little more research than just listening to my facts on my show.
Yeah, don't plagiarize us.
Definitely don't plagiarize us, because you need to get some hard facts. Well, that's all the time we have for tonight on Oval Hour. We're pulling the facts straight from the White House. Thank you, GW, for being my guest. I will definitely bring you on again, because you definitely know a lot of facts. Tune in next time for Teddy Roosevelt and Woodrow Wilson, Wednesdays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. at radio.dominican.edu.
Not y'alls.
Over and out.